Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. My name is Dr. Rani. I am your host. And today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Andrew Patterson, who is a coach, an endurance athlete, and a speaker. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Rani. It's a great pleasure to be here talking with you today.
Thank you. It's great having you today with us. So can you tell the audience briefly about your story, Andrew?
Well, for about 20 years, I was locked into the corporate world in varying forms, whether it was sales, project management, business optimization, retail optimization. And then in 2017, the company I was working for went through a restructure. Okay. And I actually got retrenched, which is laid off. And it kind of wiped my future slate clean. And because getting laid off means that you get a package with that for the year's service that you've been with the company, it gave me the opportunity to really think about what do I want to do with my life? What do I want to focus on? Do I want to go back into corporate? Or, you know, and I had been doing a lot of endurance challenges, just kind of for fun and raising money with charity. And I'd found a tremendous amount of fulfillment with that. Wow. So then I ended up having just a crazy idea right after that to climb Table Mountain every day for a year, which lit my soul on fire. I was so excited about it because it ticked all the boxes that I'd been working on, which was great.
Wow. And what has inspired you to start that charity?
Well, I obviously was born and raised in South Africa. I've lived in London for a couple of years and I live in America with my wife, but I'm still passionate about South Africa. And South Africa has a very, you know, challenging past, and we have a lot of difficulties today because of that past with apartheid. Wow. And, you know, through my journey with my career, I'd also become more entrenched in understanding the difficulties that people still experience in South Africa because of the challenges of the past. And, you know, with all the work that I've been doing, you know, with business optimization, reach optimization, it's basically problem solving. And so I love solving problems. And, you know, what was interesting is the deeper I got into understanding like the education crisis in South Africa, it's a solvable problem. And so, you know, once I understood what was needed, then I was loving the opportunity to be able to be part of that solution and work towards, you know, turning South Africa's education system around, starting with literacy, which unfortunately right now, the majority of 10-year-olds, 66% of them actually can't read. Okay. In South Africa at the moment. So, you know, we have the right materials to be able to change that and teach children to read. And we've been very successful so far with money that we've raised and the schools that we've supported. That's kind of how I got into that.
And what has been the greatest challenge in your life, Andrew, and how did you overcome it?
You know, it's probably something that's been lingering in my life, even after I completed those climbs up Table Mountain every day for a year, and that is the challenge of self-doubt and self-worth. You know, it's I was a very shy, insecure little boy, and I thankfully overcame that and realized that I have way more fun when I'm interacting with people and we're laughing and having fun, and so became a little bit more of an extrovert. I still enjoy my own company. But, you know, what I've realized is it doesn't actually matter how much I am successful with goals that I'm achieving. It doesn't necessarily just mean that you wipe the slate clean with self-doubt. It's always going to be this little nagging thing in the background. And so it's been learning techniques on how to recognize that it's there, kind of ask myself, is it a legitimate worry or concern that I have with as an example, climbing the mountain every day, or is it an irrational fear? And what I've found is on the majority of cases, it's actually just an irrational fear. And, you know, I've learned to just take that next step, figure out what is that one next step to take. And then that kind of, you know, diverts the attention from the self-doubt that I can still have even to this day and rather focus on like what is the next thing that I could do.
And who has been the most influential person in your life, Andrew, and why?
I have three people that I would love to actually share who and why. And I'm very fortunate. I was born into an amazing family, very supportive. So even though I had all these self-doubts and self-worth issues as a child, my family, including my grandparents, were always very supportive and, you know, pushing me and letting me know that whatever I put my mind to, I could actually do and achieve. You know, so starting with my grand, she was a huge influence to me. She's actually still alive. She's 97. She caught COVID. She's had a hip operation at 90. She's a machine. So she's given us some good genes, which is great. But, you know, one of the great lessons that I've learned from her was her selflessness in always making time to help other people in need. And, you know, I got to see that from a very early age because she was involved with Meals on Wheels for, I think it was something like 40 years. Mm-hmm. So that was a great seed that she planted in my head from a young age. And then her husband, who unfortunately passed away 6 years ago, and my dad were both two wonderful male role models for me that, you know, were just really good at, you know, supporting me and also doing it in a way that allowed emotions to be shown. And, you know, it wasn't just like, you know, we don't cry in this household, we don't do that. They were always kind of there for me. And the way that they treated people, you know, I'll never forget my dad and my granddad. Whenever they played golf, if they saw someone walking on the side of the road at the golf course, specifically the caddies, they would stop and actually, you know, give them a lift to wherever they were going, whether it was to the clubhouse or out. So it was, you know, just always, you know, they treated everybody the same way, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was and is a really real powerhouse because she's battled with illnesses from as young as I could remember with her heart and her thyroid. Okay. And she never ever complained about it. You know, she would always, you know, try and look on the bright side and push through, and she never complained. She never allowed it to make her bitter. Yeah. And, you know, she's done such an amazing amount of work to get to where she is today. In fact, out of everybody that I know in my life, she's probably one of those people that's changed the most over I've been alive for now 42 years. And also the way that she was caring for everybody, even through all those difficulties, you know, she's got an amazing heart. So I'm taking liberties here. I'm talking about three people versus just one because they've all been equally influential for me.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And what quote has helped you, Andrew, to cope in challenging times?
It's a very good question. You know, when I was climbing Table Mountain every day for a year, I had a lot of time to think. I had a lot of difficulties that I had to get through, whether it was the weather or it was, you know, my mind and fatigue. But from the top of Table Mountain, you can see Robben Island, which is where Nelson Mandela was in prison for 19 years. And I had a lot of time to think about him and, you know, how much he dedicated in 67 years. And one of his quotes has since then been really influential for me. And that's, it always seems impossible until it's done. Mm. And, you know, I was, now that I did something that no one in the world has ever done before and that not many people thought I could achieve, it's given me a little bit more insight into the wisdom that he had to create those seven powerful words. And yeah, so, you know, I can't even begin to imagine being locked up in jail for 27 years. Yeah. For something that we haven't even done wrong. So and you know, so for him to have come out of jail and then literally helped South Africa navigate and negotiate a peaceful transition. Yes. You know, he's out of anybody in the world who could have come up with that statement. It's definitely him. So those words give me a lot of encouragement with even what we're going through right now with COVID. I constantly think about him nowadays, and you know, if you think about the general climate of the world and how social media has just expanded everyone's connection and what we're able to see and mm-hmm. when we do something right or wrong, and like his level of compassion that, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and it's about how do we work together and create allies of people who may think differently to us versus ostracizing them. Yeah. And making them feel bad for whatever reason, just because they happen to think differently about us. So he's a wonderful role model.
Yeah. And what would you say, Andrew, to encourage people who are listening and watching today and who are facing some tough times?
Right now it kind of feels like it happens to more of us than it's not. And what I've been really proud of with regards to friends of mine or my wife or my family and even myself, it's like challenges and difficult times are actually going to happen to all of us, whether now or in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's really, like I said, because I've always been a problem solver, I've now kind of understood that challenges are actually just a problem, that if we're feeling overwhelmed, just haven't been solved yet, or we just haven't figured out what are the next steps to do to kind of solve the problem. And so my best recommendation is to, sometimes just sit down with someone and talk through. Sometimes it's good to just get some feedback from somebody and do it in a way that's constructive of what can I do to overcome where I am currently. Mm-hmm. And then, what is that next baby step to take? Because, I know from myself, I typically feel the worst I've ever felt overwhelmed in the past was when I was looking at, this audacious thing in front of me and thought that it was impossible versus, what's the next step to get me on that path to overcome this? And then, so that will definitely help.
Thank you. And tell us briefly, Andrew, about what you do and how can people contact you?
Yeah, well, I've got two arms. My first branch on a personal level is I coach people who are currently, going through a transition period, like I was in my late 30s, early 40s. And I basically, everything that we've spoken about, I'm very good at being a sounding board and, figuring out what is that big challenge for them. Maybe they want to start a new business, maybe it's a new fitness regime or something, but I'm really good at figuring out where people are right now, where they want to be, and then creating kind of the gap between that, what I call the on-ramp. And then secondly, what I do is I work very closely still with one of the nonprofits that I raise money for with my Climbs Up Table Mountain, which is with literacy. So anybody who has got a passion for education and helping young children learn to read and changing their lives, they can get hold of me. On my website is andrew365.com. So that's the everything. They can find everything about me on there with regards to connecting with me and, whether it's me wanting me to help them through their challenges, or whether they want to, join forces with me and kind of tackle one of the big societal challenges in South Africa right now.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will get back to you, yes. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to the audience. And I wish you a lot of success in your coaching and with the charity. And thank you so much to the audience for being here. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.